PFI terrorists threaten NIA, click photos of officials, court issues stern warning to relatives of arrested Islamists. Kochi, the NIA court issued a stern warning to the relatives of the arrested Popular Front India radicals for clicking photos of the NIA officials. The incident took place on court premises when the court was considering NIA's petition for the custody of five Popular Front of India leaders arrested during the nationwide raids. The court warned the PFI workers who took the photographs of the NIA officers who came to take the accused in the terrorist case into custody. It was the relations of the accused who took the photographs of the NIA officers in the court premises. The NIA officers submitted before the court that the photographs were taken under mysterious circumstances. Court warned the PFI men that it was a serious offence and should not be repeated. Five PFI terrorists were sent to NIA custody for 3 days. Karamana Ashraf Maulavi, Yaya Yoya Thangal, Abdul Sathar, K. Muhammad Ali and C.T. Suleiman are the five PFI men NIA took into custody for interrogation. NIA wanted them for more interrogation in the wake of the details gathered while examining the social media accounts of the accused. NIA arrested PFI workers during the nationwide raids in their centers on September 22. A lot of PFI terrorists were arrested throughout the country. At the same time, Kerala High Court expressed strong criticism against the Popular Front of India for the violence they unleashed during their illegal Hartal of September 23. Court asked the state government to submit the details of the recovery steps taken against the assets of PFI and its office bearers, including Abdul Sathar. The detailed report should be submitted on November 7, 2022. Government should also report the total loss incurred in connection with all violence-related cases registered with respect to the Hartal. And the details of the bail applications being considered by the lower courts should also be submitted. A bench consisting of Justice Jaishankar Nambiar and Justice Muhammad Niaz ordered that loss incurred in each case should be recorded and reported separately. The court has asked the government to provide the details of the infrastructure and other amenities facilitated for the smooth and efficient functioning of the claims commissioner. The case is posted for November 7, 2022. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.